This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is a they definitely raining news, and it started last night about when it started raining. But yes, it is what is it? Legal tampering day in the NFL, which sure. Whatever that means. Sure. Far as a lot of news, and then you know teams are trying to get under the cap. The Falcons are one of those teams having to make decisions. I thought you know, and like you said, the breaking news came down just a second ago that they parted ways with the captain of their football team, a longtime Falcon, and Grady Jarrett. Saving them $16 million, and as we left the show on Friday, we assumed that some news was going to be. Mm-hmm. Coming down now. This one, it was a toss up. Either way, it was either going to be restructured because he wasn't going to play at that number.
Right,
he was not playing at that number, and it was probably a situation where they came to Grady, offered him something, and he was like, "No."
Yeah, it seems to me that the timeline of it, because we're about an hour away from the legal tampering period beginning, and then free agency starts in a couple of days. They spent all weekend probably talking about it.
Yep.
Obviously, talking about other stuff too, but for it to take as long as it did, they could have cut Grady whenever, like they could have made this decision on Grady whenever. So they you know took it down to the wire, and I would assume tried to negotiate a restructure or whatever it might be, pay decrease, whatever it might be,
right.
And they weren't able to come to an agreement. So ultimately, the two part ways, and Grady has now in his rearview mirror a great 10-year run with the Falcons. I mean, he's one of the best players certainly of this generation.
Yes.
One of the most productive players in franchise history. We'll fondly remember him both on the field and off the field as a leader and member of the community and all that stuff. Not to mention the fact that he's from here and all of that. But at the end of the day, it's business. And we talked about it on Friday. There's not that many moves that they really had that were going to free up a ton of money.
Right.
Just because there's not any big name, high price quarterback, wide receiver, edge rusher, whatever on the roster right now to restructure. They did extend Jake Matthews,
which I thought was great,
which is another level of
compulsion. Yes,
great for sure. We've talked for years now about what the plan after Jake Matthews is. We'll figure that out in a couple years from now because Jake Matthews signed another 2-year extension, so he's going to be the left tackle of the Falcons until one of our sons can replace him.
He is a Falcon for life.
And everyone's life.
Yes.
This has been a long-ass time.
Yes.
And then they extended him again.
Yes.
So good. That's
great.
That's how you move some money around.
Yes.
But then the Grady move saves you $16 million against the cap. And that's a real number. Like, that's a real amount of money that you can go out and use to get, you know, one of the better corners. Or you can get into the market for an edge rusher. And we were talking about Dre Greenlaw as a potential in the linebacker position. Like, now you're kind of at the table for some of these guys that you've heard of.
Yeah, you could probably make a run of them. The Jake Matthews, because one thing organizations, they do it but they prefer not to do it. They'd rather extend guys than restructure because of the implications down the road as far as when you restructure contracts and everything like that. So giving Jake, because you know he's going to be your guy, he's not the blind side protector anymore because you have a left side quarterback, but we know today in today's league, you got to have two good tackles.
That's interesting. Does that even add a little longevity to his career? The fact that now he's kind of the off the blind side tackle?
It may have maybe 10 years ago, okay. But now with the teams having edge rushers on both sides and all those different things, no, because you got to have two good ones. And so, you know, like you said, the release of Grady gives you money to be able to maybe go get somebody as far as maybe spending or maybe even getting a contract done with somebody today as a possibility. One of those guys, an impact starter. I thought about it because when I pulled in the parking deck is when I saw the news about Grady. It's like, okay, so – and it's something we mentioned out. Like, can you get rid of both of those guys? Can Onyemata be that veteran presence in there? I'm thinking more yes than not because it don't seem like you would get a lot of cap release if you did release him.
I wouldn't want to lose both.
You want to lose both of those veterans in there because you have so many young, unproven players. But is there a D tackle out there now? So there's some shifting around, some guys, and we'll get more into the NFL No Huddle as far as guys being traded, interior guys from the Patriots to the Saints and vice versa, being re-signed. But it's one of those hard conversations I know organizations have to have with players like Grady. And him coming off of an injury, not having his most productive year, on the wrong side of 30, you know, like you said, it's something that could have been happened, and it's something that they just want to keep working, and I'm sure they offered Grady something. Grady didn't like it, so I move on. And now he gets an opportunity for the first time in a decade to be a free agent, unrestricted, and maybe choose his destination. And if I'm him, after 10 years of playing here, I want to go to somewhere where I can play with a competent people around me and contend.
Yeah. I'd like to go get next to one of the best defensive tackles in football, play on into the playoffs, and see if I can't add a ring to the resume.
Yes.
I know who the replacement is, though. I already know who it is.
Who?
The guy they took in the second round last year.
He better be.
They traded up to get.
He better be.
We talked on Friday and for the last couple of weeks about how really, like, the most important part of the offseason for the Falcons is making sure all the guys you've drafted the last couple of years develop properly and can come in and help this team this coming year. Because even with this move, you still don't have, like, the most money to spend in free agency, and you're competing with other teams that also have money to offer these guys.
Yep.
Like, they got to pick you. You know what I mean? Yep. So hopefully you can use this money to go make your defense better.
Everybody's all up and down the defense
line. But the best way you make your defense better is for the guys that are already here that you drafted, that you traded up the draft, in some cases, in the case of Rukurororo, play and play well. Because if they don't, like,
it's a disaster.
You can move the money around and you can sign whoever. Like, they've signed free agents in the past. You got to hit on draft picks.
Yes.
Like, those guys have to play well. So, I know who the guy is. They drafted him last year.
And they know that, too. But the only thing is he has to be that guy to go in because, first of all, like you said, you moved up to get him. There are no big-name guys out there. Now, Jonathan Allen is out there and guys like that, whatever. But, I mean, you need this young man, and they know this. And I saw some flashes that he can play. He just was hurt.
Sure, yeah.
You know? But he has to play in a major way because Grady – the one thing about what Grady did was Grady played, and he played a lot, meaning he played a lot of plays per game, and that's more or less because they didn't have any damn body to spell him. And now you got this young guy to come in and do his thing, but they're going to have to draft the interior defense line. They're going to have to find some, you know, maybe not top-tier defense line, but somebody that can go in and help in the rotation. But more importantly, you know, they got to rely on these young guys that are here, that are on the roster already to take that next step because you're relying on because you can't go out and get a big-time defensive tackle. I don't know how good a defensive tackle free agent market is. I know there's a couple of kids out of Philadelphia, but ain't no way in the hell you in that tax bracket by what he's about to get. Williams, what he's about to get. But there are some dudes out there that you can come in rotational, but it's going to have to be a committee unless this kid out of Clemson is just who we should be when you took him.
Yeah. You replaced the guy from Clemson that played here for 10 years with the guy from Clemson you drafted last
year. Who is bigger.
Bigger.
Athletic, more athletic.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Higher draft pick.
Stronger.
Younger,
all these different things. But he ain't better. But not better.
Not right now.
Yeah, but not better.
But he needs to be.
But he needs to be.
He needs to be.
He needs it like that.
And that's the biggest part of all of it is, like, we talked about it last week. The thought process behind doing it, the benefit behind doing it, the money that you get. Like, the downside is more than just losing a franchise, you know, stalwart and a locker room presence. He's also your best defensive lineman.
Yes.
Like, and that, to me, no offense to him, given where he is in his career right now, is a criticism of everyone else on the defensive line. Mm-hmm. If it was Grady 6 years ago, well, yeah, of course Grady is your best defensive lineman. He's one of the best interior defensive linemen in football.
Correct.
Not now. That's why you can. That's why you do this. That's why you're not comfortable paying him that money and moving on from him. He also still was your best guy.
Yeah.
So not only do you, you know, have needs that you needed this money to pay for, now you have another need, or maybe you don't. You slot these guys in there. I don't know. I don't know how they're dealing with it internally. I don't know how they view it internally. But I, you know, it's not a huge surprise that something happened with Grady. I guess, you know, in terms of the, if you were power ranking the things that would be surprising, just outright letting him go and releasing him is maybe a little bit surprising, but they had to do something.
Yep.
And this is one of the few options they had in order to get some money back. And so they did.
And now, it's time to go into free agency. And there's going to be a couple more moves. They're going to get some more money.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.